Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Audio. What's up, Mother Suckers? Welcome to another episode of Mother Sucker Podcast. I'm Dr. Blackson. Okay, Michael Blackson's off today. I am a doctor. I'm here with Chinese best friend.
Hello, Dr. Blackson. You seem so angry right there.
I'm very angry.
Like
I'm an
somebody
angry doctor.
Took your lunch money.
They took my lunch.
What the fuck happened, Mike?
I was a voodoo doctor 3 years ago. I just transformed over to a regular doctor, a psychiatrist. I have four lovely ladies on the show tonight. I know Carmen from like way in Ghana. Oh. She's like half Austrian and half Ghanaian. And she's in LA. She's on vacation.
Welcome to Los Angeles.
Thank you so much.
Friends.
All right, can you tell me your names, ladies? And you know.
Hi.
Your name, what you do for a living, are you married, single, or engaged, or you have a single relationship?
Single relationship?
Yeah. Or you're single and in a relationship?
We are all single, I believe.
Whoa.
My name is Nicole Samsung. I'm from Thailand in Germany.
Ooh.
I think I'm single occasionally.
Thailand and Germany. So who's Thailand? Your mother is Thailand?
My mom is Thai. My dad is German and Italian.
Where did they meet? At immigration office? Where did they meet?
Actually, at a train station in Thailand.
Oh my God. In Thailand.
Wow. My dad was lost.
Oh.
And he didn't find anybody that spoke any English. And my mom was like, come with me.
Come with me and come in me.
Right? Come on me.
Come on me. You don't need bus ticket.
And then 9 months later, Nicole.
There it goes.
Pretty much that's how it happened.
Oh, that's what's up. Are they still together?
No.
He took her back to the bus station. She's like, get me ticket ass where I met you at, motherfucker.
The dad met somebody on an Uber ride. Somebody richer on a pool ride. Uber pool.
She said, come here. Go back to Thailand. Go back to that fucking train station. Fucking German.
Hurry up and come.
You came and left. Fuck you. All right, Carmen, tell us about your...
Hi, I'm Carmen. I'm half Austrian, half Ghanaian.
Wow.
Where your parents met? I'm curious.
This yeah. My dad, he came to Austria as a scientist, actually.
Yeah. Fucking, yeah. He created COVID, motherfucker.
No, he created the Moderna shots.
He was a hydrobiologist. So
what's that?
That's like water biology.
Oh, Mike yeah. likes to drink water.
It's the drink of life. So
hydro.
Wow. So your dad went to Austria for a scientist project.
Yes, and then he met my mom. And
was she the project?
She was becoming the project, I guess. But he was doing dancing classes on the side, actually. And
wow, dirty dancing like Patrick Swayze.
You know. And then she came on there and she saw my dad and. And then actually she hired him as a babysitter for
I'm confused.
Yeah, oh, so
that confused
so my,
me,
my mom
confused. I never seen a babysitter scientist before. Was he babysitting like this?
He stayed like, you know, like the project was done and then he stayed. And then my mom had twins with an Austrian. And so he took care of the twins and then they got together and got another set of twins. So I'm
what?
A twin.
Oh, you're a twin? It's another
one.
I know who the twin is. Christina Miliana. Yes, we do.
Christina Miliana, if you're listening, you have a twin sister.
But Carmen looks better.
Carmen.
No, don't say that.
And she's 20 years younger.
How do you know that?
Is that 20 years younger?
How do you know that?
I mean, no, Christina Milian, we watch her in Disney Channel.
She's not so much older, I think.
Yeah, she's like 40.
No, she's 40. She's
okay. 40. 10 years, yeah. Yeah, but that's
crazy.
So I'm a twin.
So the twin is on your mother's side?
Yeah, exactly.
So
she got it in her.
Are they still together?
No.
God damn.
What's going on with all this divorce, Michael Blackson?
Well, we moved to Ghana and then my dad decided to, you know, like maybe he likes Ghanaian women again.
Oh.
So
he missed that black coochie.
That's what happened.
So your dad's with a Ghanaian woman right now?
Yes. He married a Ghanaian. He has two more kids.
Another twin?
No, they're two girls. They're like 2 years apart.
You have two dark skinned sisters. I got dark skinned brother look like Michael Jackson, and a dark skinned brother look like Michael Jackson.
Yeah, that's how it is. We have a big family, very colorful.
So you're six, seven? Seven now?
Yeah, so actually he had two more before he even met my mom.
Holy crap, this guy's a baby machine maker.
Yeah. He's a fucking scientist, Chinese best friend.
Oh yeah, he invented sperm.
Yes.
Thank you so much for your father.
Yeah, so he has six in total and two on my mom's side, so we're...
So we didn't get what
you... Eight.
No, wait.
18.
Six,
and then eight. Yeah, all
she doesn't even know how many brothers, sisters she got.
It's a lot.
Hey, I'm from a big family. My dad ran out of names and just called about numbers. Hey, number 33, stop that. 69, get that dick out your mouth. Number 13, go to sleep.
Mike, I think you have more brothers and sisters than you think you do.
Yeah,
it
could be.
Well, I think there's so many, they all look like me. So everybody, as soon as you get to Africa, they're like, Michael Blackson.
Oh, no, that's why they can't recognize you sometimes.
Yeah, we all look
alike.
He's
probably not even Michael Blackson.
I'm not even Michael Blackson.
No, he's not. He is Dr. Blackson. Michael Blackson is busy somewhere.
So what you ladies, what you do for a living? You like just chill? Y'all just models? What?
Well, you start.
I do marketing and photography.
Okay, dope.
Yeah, so
we plan to be models. So
and COVID treated me, teach me
a lesson.
No, it did that too, but stocks and crypto. So I start picking up on that. Yeah.
Me and Mike just got involved with stocks and crypto.
Yeah. What are you guys into? Dogecoin?
He bought some.
I did. You fucking sold it to me. Fucking.
Oh, yeah, we were drinking one time. Mike was like, Mike, you should buy Dogecoin.
Exactly.
You guys did not invest in Dogecoin.
Yeah, but he bought it at like 1 cent. What is it now?
2 cents, motherfucker.
It's like 28 cents
today. Oh, shit, Mike, you're a millionaire. We don't have to do podcasts for a living. Mike, let's go.
And Carmen, what do you do for a living besides travel the world?
Yeah, that's basically what I do for fun.
Well, her father's a scientist. He probably creates money. Like, you need some money?
Oh, you're right.
I'm going to make some money on
science. Actually, he decided to study medicine, so he's a doctor now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's an actual doctor.
He's a real doctor.
Oh,
yeah.
So before he was just like a babysitter slash doctor.
Well, he just babysat because he's trying to get some pussy from her mother.
Right.
That's
Yeah, but
trust me, women. Stayed. If you could show a woman that you love her, care about the kids, well, your kids are so dope. I babysit. Oh my god, you babysit. Okay, I'll give you some pussy. 9 months later.
Yeah,
Christina Milian.
So basically, that's and I do African inspired jewelry. So
what you guys? Have a jewelry company. You do your thing.
Yeah, Yanni shop at Yanni. That's what I do basically. Some other stuff on like you know modeling sometimes.
Okay.
And, yeah, I'm a free spirit. I like to have more time and, I mean, like, if I can choose between time and money, I would choose the time, so.
Oh.
Yeah. Damn. So I left a very good job at the United Nations.
Oh, you did? What, you, like, breastfeeding children?
No.
Well, luckily she doesn't work for them anymore, Michael Blackson.
That would have been exciting. No, I was in the office. I was just in the office, so I didn't see myself there. Forever. Mm. So I was like 3 years ago, so I was like, fuck it. I'm not coming back. I'm staying in Ghana because I was working in Austria.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah.
Because you love Ghana.
Yes. Ghana is sweet.
Yes. Ghana is sweet. All right. Well, next, what are you? Because everybody here is like, everybody's a fucking fruitcake over here. Everybody makes. By the way, I'm also mixed. My mother's black. My dad is black as hell. Now go ahead. Your turn.
I'm Persian.
Like a rug.
Like the rug, like the cat.
100% Persian. Your parents did not meet in the middle of a war or nothing, right?
No, it was like right before the war.
I knew it.
They met somewhere.
And then they fled as refugees, went to Germany.
Is that where you was raised?
No, I was conceived there, but I was actually born in the States. Mm. I was
so both your parents are Persians?
Yes.
See, the Middle Eastern is very hard for them to like mix up, man. You know, they're like, we are gonna behead you if you mix another race. If you get with that woman, we are gonna behead you.
You're right.
So Persian, the Kardashians are Persians, right?
No, Michael Kardashians. They're Armenian.
Ah, same fucking shit.
Man. No, they're not, Mike. Mike, it's like San Diego in Los Angeles.
Seriously,
it's
Chinese best friend? Huh? There's not a good comparison. Okay, it's like saying. Chinese and Filipino, not Persian and Armenian.
I'm Filipino. You call me Chinese. That's
Persian and Armenian, they're neighbors.
Oh, they see?
See, yeah. Like San Diego and Los Angeles.
There's the same fucking state, Chinese best friend.
They just cut it on the side.
Oh, my God. Why am
they
I co-host?
Cut them up like that.
And what do you do? You have a jewelry company?
No, I'm an actress and a real estate agent.
What?
And I'm in the cannabis industry.
Oh, you live?
Oh, damn!
Something like a Jamaican.
So she uses everything else. Oh, my God. Everything else, she's just covering up for the weed she sells, okay? She's really a drug dealer. She just do other things. You know, she sell houses with drugs in them.
No, I sell you that's the cannabis, the real estate for the cannabis. If you want to, like, grow, if you want to, you know,
oh, that's
a dispensary.
Good one.
For real, that's what you do.
Yeah. Part of what I do.
Dope. Uh-oh. Is it immigration?
No, they keep coming for me.
Yeah. I think that's
y'all
my uncle.
Told what I do.
Exactly.
Delivering Thai
it
food.
It wasn't me.
Oh, shit.
That was the Thai food. My name is Rama, by the way.
Not Rima. It's Rama.
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 R-A-M-A.
Oh, R-A-M-A.
Never
okay.
heard of a name.
That's a very interesting name.
Yeah, it is.
It's actually an Indian god, too.
It is.
Oh, it is.
Indian god.
I thought Indian god was like, are they Buddhists, most of the Indians?
No, they've got several gods.
That's right. They were like cows and stuff, right?
Oh, no.
Nothing. Indians. My name. I bet they have some cows, right?
No, Michael Rutt.
Cows are sacred. Yeah, cows are sacred.
How right. about mouse? Mouse. Indian, I think. Mouse.
Chinese best friend.
No, it's true, Michael. Watch
now, Indians are going to listen to us.
Oh, God.
They're not worshiping mouse, Chinese best friend.
They do. No, yeah, I've seen one.
Yeah. We know you. You definitely. You are not Persian.
Oh no, I'm not Persian.
What are you?
I'm Haitian.
Sapase.
Wabule.
Sapase.
You're 100% Haitian. Both of your parents are Haitians.
Both my parents. Are
okay,
Haitian.
Dope. And what do you do for a living?
I'm a physician assistant.
Okay, yeah. See, they got real jobs. Right. I thought they all had OnlyFans pages. Yeah. Why you lied to me, Chinese best friend?
Mike, these are not my friends. Your friends.
Mike, you lied.
Yeah. God damn it.
We're all friends.
We're all friends.
So,
where your parents met?
They met in school.
In Haiti?
No, in Brooklyn.
Dead ass, facts, wow. Word to the mother, son, New York.
Wow.
Dead ass beat, facts,
York,
word
yeah.
to the mother, son. New York got all sons. There's no daughters, just son. What's up, son? What's your daughter? I don't have none, just son. Done son me, I'm going to son you, son.
But we moved to Florida, though.
So okay, yeah. Yeah. It's like Haitians are either in Florida. Haitians are either in Florida or New York.
Yeah.
Like probably like or Southern Boston. Florida. Wait, what part of Florida?
Hollywood, Florida.
Exactly.
And Fort now Lauderdale. She's in Hollywood, yeah. California.
Hollywood to Hollywood.
So are you here, like, you here to pursue your dream or what?
Well, yeah. Well, I came for my ex.
Oh my God.
What the fuck is all this exes, Mike?
She came for some dick and then it ended up being an ex dick.
It was a romantic decision.
And it didn't work out. Like,
why?
So, he just decided to stay.
Because
fuck
he
it.
Wanted a lot of other girls.
Chicks? Okay, you know what? All right, because let's talk about that. Yeah. Let's talk about that.
We're going to talk about that.
So, would any of you ladies allow your man to, like, okay, if you're, I think honesty is number one. Man, we lie all the time because, you know, we want other things. Will you let your man have a side chick, ladies?
Yeah, so.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I was open to that. Not a side chick, but I was open to.
Like a girl for both of
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah.
Like a girlfriend that y'all could both have?
Yeah.
On a regular?
Whoa. You remind me of occasionally. My
friend. We've had that.
Michael Blackson.
Yeah, we've had that.
You've had threesomes?
Yeah.
Who enjoyed it more, you or him?
Me.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah.
So you like your coochie ate? And you like the return?
Like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Wait, my parents are gonna see this, right?
Nah, your parents don't listen. We'll block. Yeah. I'm gonna block them.
Yeah.
You gave him all of that, and he still was not enough for him.
Yeah, I had girls. I told girls to go, whatever, do this, do that.
To him.
Yeah, and he still, you know, he's not mature enough. He couldn't handle it.
Oh shit!
I get my lady allowed me to have one a month.
Really?
That's
good. And that's,
you think that's good?
Like once, that's good enough.
Once a month or one a month?
That's good enough.
Do you really need
once
that
a month,
one a month
or
though?
One a month? That's the difference.
All right. So this is how it has to go, right? I mean, I could, like a weekend. I could have a weekend
okay.
with one girl a month. But she don't want to be one girl because she don't want this girl catching feelings and think she's special. So it has to be,
rotation.
I have to have a threesome.
Ooh.
I have to add another girl to it, so this one girl don't feel special.
Oh, that makes sense.
So when does it count? Like the moment you have sex with her, and it's like 30 days start then, and then
yeah.
Like,
well, I do it once a month. Like I'm this weekend is my weekend.
Oh, okay. Do tell, Michael Blackson. Does it start now? Does it start now?
What are the rules? Do you have rules or do you?
Well, I mean, I just had to protect myself, and I cannot. I can't have. She don't want him taking pictures and videos, and you know, and
yeah, so as long as you wear a condom, it's okay.
Mike, what's fun about it?
And I have to have two of them. I can't be with one person.
Wow, that's hard. Yeah. That's hard,
Mike.
That's tough
for you.
Mike,
what a struggle, right?
I think you made a mistake.
I can't imagine.
I think she said four at a time.
Yeah,
that's what I'm gonna tell. I'm like, hey, sweetheart, you know what? Two might fall in love. Can we just go three or four?
One more, just one more.
Yeah, they will definitely not catch
three,
no feelings.
Three won't catch feelings.
So yeah, so would you give that to your man? If
what?
You had, like if you had an agreement from the beginning. Let me,
no.
man,
it big... depends on the man, to be honest. No, okay. if my man makes me feel secure in my relationship and makes me feel like
you're number
I'm
one,
number
you're
one and there's nobody else who could come above me, then yes, I would feel comfortable because I've done it in the past. But
okay. All right,
and he's,
and he has to be
I can't
honest.
Say that I could because I don't feel comfortable.
About it, right? He has to be honest.
Yeah.
Rama, but I feel
honesty
like you're the man in the relationship.
Honesty is always.
Let's not get into that. That is not the topic of this conversation. No, I hate lies. Like, just keep it real.
Okay, so we got two women that won't do this. See, women try to make Rada feel like what she's doing is wrong. My thing is,
if you like women, and that's one thing, like, you have to like women as well.
Right. The thing, I mean, this is more my problem because I have a problem.
What's your problem, Michael Blackson? Please do tell.
I'm a doctor with a problem, okay?
Yeah. You need to see Dr. Phil.
And I told her, I said, listen, I can't be faithful.
Oh.
So if we're going to be a couple, like, I got to be able to do something once in a while. Because if not, I'll be lying to you. I'll be sneaking and cheating.
Hey, at least you're honest.
Yeah.
What makes you want to cheat, though?
I have my dick.
Mike, whatever your dick does, it's not your fault. You cannot control your dick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just leave in the other room.
So, yeah, so that's the agreement we have. I think once a month is not bad. I mean, it's I guess sometime. Shit, man. I wish I had twice a month. I had a really bad lawyer. It's not a good negotiation.
I wrote the contract.
It's official, mother sucker. My Patreon page is now live. My weekly Titty Tuesday and Twerking Thursdays are moving exclusively to Patreon, where they could no longer be censored by the social media companies. I will also be sharing daily updates plus show announcements here first. See you on Patreon, you mother suckers.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the craziest surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello there, I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
Mike, it used to be 3 times a month, right?
I used to just do it. I used to, whenever I wanted it, I used to just get it. Like, hey, I'm going to fuck this girl. Is that okay? She's like, do I have a choice? I'm like, but then we negotiated
but
down
you
to
asked.
Like.
He asked.
I asked.
Like, I would.
But now it's like,
that.
I proposed to her. And then, so that's part of the.
Yeah.
I get the once a month.
Congratulations.
So the, yeah, you, I guess
a lot
month,
of guys
so.
Don't get anything. So you appreciate
right
that.
Here. yeah, you're speaking to the choir.
So yeah, so you would do that for your man?
Me?
Yeah. Would me? You if he?
Well, I've tried it a couple of times.
Damn.
Oh.
See, everybody does it.
I've never heard anybody do it.
What?
Like,
yeah, I got these
the
freak ass.
I don't understand lady. Why you guys get so greedy. We already give okay. you the open door to do it. Just yeah. do it in front of us. Like, I don't know why you gotta do it sneaky.
Tell
Now I have a question for you, doctor. Why is it that you guys want to be sneaky? Like, if we give you the open door to do it in front of us, just tell
me. That's my, right, and that's why I'm trying to, I don't be sneaky anymore.
I'm like pussy too, so why are you going to go behind, like why do it together. Is that
in
necessary
private
to go
when it can't be
behind
a,
our
a,
back?
They like the sneaking. They like the chase. It's a thing. Like,
they like the lies.
Right? They like to
lie. Yeah, it's like that movie Gun in 60 Seconds with Angelina Jolie.
You guys get from like
I don't
sneaky?
That's the thing, I don't want to lie anymore, but I think I think she's more controlling. That's why she want to know who I'm doing it with, you know. It's like,
we're not talking about her, we're talking about you. I have a question for a man, so you should answer that.
Well, I would like to be sneaky.
Why is it that men like to be sneaky even when they have the open door to like do whatever they want to do?
We're just greedy. Our dick, the dick. That's my excuse.
Is it an excitement? It gives you an extra rush to do it behind someone.
Honestly, it turns me on more knowing that my woman knows what I'm doing.
Really,
Mike? Yeah.
So you're not sneaky?
I mean, not anymore.
Not anymore.
Yeah, my sneaky days are over.
Good job.
No need to lie and sneak.
Good job.
Like, why? For what?
So you find the one. You find the one, and then you compromise on how to.
I compromise. You know.
What about you, Carmen?
Mm-hmm.
So I've never imagined to be like, to be able to deal with that. But, when I separated from my ex relationship, I found out a lot of things. I found out that he was fucking bitches everywhere, like left and right.
Whoa.
And, for me, like, I've always connected sex with love, and that's why it fucked me up in my head. Like, it really messed me up. Like, I was devastated. Until I met this couple that wanted to invite me into their relationship.
Oh.
And they told me about, you know, both of them were speaking to me about how they're living with that and, like, they're open. And they invited me to their wedding and all that. Like,
oh.
Like,
I never heard such a thing, Michael Blackson.
Like, oh. So for me, I was like, wow, so okay, so it can be different. So somebody can actually love somebody and still have sex with somebody else. So for me, like, it started to make me think, and I was like, okay, you know what?
Maybe did you fuck them?
Yeah.
I'm not gonna say that.
Okay, that means she fucked them.
Dumb Michael.
On their honeymoon, she sucked his dick and
went
ate
to
a
the
pussy.
Wedding. Mike, she went to the wedding.
Mike, she was babysitting the kids.
Yeah, so it was,
So I
let's move on from that.
Okay, now I think with men, we're not as emotional as women. That's why we could do that. We could fuck. I mean, do you, can you, you think you could handle two dicks, ladies?
No.
What?
Can you fuck two men? Like, meaning, like, can you see two guys? Like,
no.
What do you mean? Like,
same time? Like a train?
No, not a train. I mean, it's like, can you, like, man, we could have three, four girls.
Oh, you mean like at the same two men at the same time?
Yes, of course.
No. Dating two men. Can you date two men?
Casually, but not when you're in a relationship with one man and then talk
like that. Yeah, like.
No, I can't, but I don't know.
Like, if you're in love with that man, like, I personally can't date another man.
Yeah, exactly. If you love one man, like, man, we could love a woman and still fuck somebody else and don't mean nothing because we're different. We have. But women, I think, is it different? Can you?
I mean, I feel like when a woman is in love, like, she doesn't see any other man at all. So that's what it is. But what I was told is that, you know, a woman should have like five things in a man, and those five men should never meet.
Oh.
You got five things you like in a man, and those five men should never meet. That's just, you know.
Can you date two men? Comment.
I don't think so. No, like it's. I think it's very. It takes a lot of time to date somebody, and I don't know. I'm emotionally. I won't be able to. No, I don't think so.
I could.
You could.
Like, I'm not ashamed.
Like three, maybe.
I feel like, you know what. I could. Dating is different than being in a relationship. But the perfect combination for me is like three men.
Oh, like combination for rice.
For as long as you're honest with them, they compete with each other and they get better. You get more out of it.
Well,
how about a girl? Would you add a girl to that?
Oh, yeah, sure. Add a girl to it.
Mike, she reminds me of a girl, Michael Blackson. Combination fried rice.
And every time I get in a relationship and I full blown give this man intention and everything they want, I get out of it and I was like, what was I thinking? Single is so much better. And then you just have like, you know, one man for everything that you need.
Like what? Money, sex, and time?
You know,
like,
you have one for money, one for sex, and one for romance. It's perfect.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Well, when you and find, then you, and then you're your soulmate.
And then you have, in three, you have one perfect man.
That's because you haven't found your soulmate yet.
You're never bitching.
You haven't found your soulmate or your twin flame.
I
when
think
you
I
do,
found a couple
they have
soulmates.
It all.
Each
they
one of them I have a very like intense relationship with. And sometimes I, you know, a lot of my girlfriends don't really understand that because I treat each one like I'm really with them. Like I really have a future with them. Whoa. And then I go to the next one.
Wow.
Yeah. Literally.
Short-lived. Call up.
Call up. My girlfriends are very protective of me. They're like, don't get your feelings hurt. And I was like, I'm trying to protect them from getting their heels.
Oh, shit.
Hurt.
So, what do you think about
that's
them?
That's actually
Dr.
the truth.
Blossom?
And I have to, I realized that I had to be very vocal to
Well, if she was in Persia, she'd be beheaded, motherfucker.
That's why we're in America.
All right, lady question, ladies. Long dick or thick dick?
I take the fingers.
fingers. Option.
Long three. Dick or thick dick?
I take a long dick.
Long dick.
Over a thick dick. Because if it's thick and short, then what are we doing?
Yeah, like a long dick. Long dick, too.
Long.
Long. Yeah, long.
Chinese best friend?
Short. Mike, what the fuck? What are we talking about?
Ladies, money or looks?
Oh, shit.
Definitely money.
Come on, fuck.
Usher or Beetlejuice? Right? Just a,
I would say, I have to say looks because I make my own money, so fuck their money. Like,
for real, looks? Yes. Or you take a cute broke man? Like, she'll take a homeless cute guy.
I think we have some.
No, I already knew your answer.
Well, if you guys are listening to
money,
the podcast,
I like them ugly anyway.
Even though I don't care about money.
That's like asking me, would I take a beautiful woman or a rich woman? I'll take a beautiful woman. I don't need her money. I'm rich.
No, but it's different. Rich, I think money is it shows success. It shows like being like it's attractive.
And with money, you make yourself look good, right?
Yeah, like it's attractive.
Put
like
a filter on your face.
It's a fact. Like everybody who says different lies, like you gotta get you gotta have your shit together. Like, you know, you can be good looking, and if you're broke as fuck and don't have any ambitions, like you're gonna be ugly to me. You know, that's just how it is.
Yeah.
So what do you think? How about you?
Well, definitely money, just because if you're good looking and you're broke, that means that you're super dumb. So I can't be attracted to you. So like if you're good looking already and you didn't manage to make money, then, you know, something's really wrong. So yeah, I'd rather take somebody who is like, you know, a little ugly and has money, because then at least I know you're smart and you made something out of yourself.
So with money and romance, I'm assuming y'all going with money too? Money or romance?
Money and romance. I'm romance for sure. I romance.
I say romance.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, can you not buy romance with money?
No, you absolutely cannot. You cannot buy romance with money, Carmen.
If you teach them, teach them what you like, then they can pay for it. Then that's
flowers, all that stuff. No.
Romance
and getaways.
Can you do a romance at the Motel 6, motherfucker?
Yeah, romantic shit, right?
Romance and Motel 6.
Or no romance in fucking. And Mykonos, what's that place called in
Private
Greece?
Private jet romance or the fucking Spirit Airlines romance?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You pick.
All right, next question, ladies. Rich dude, small dick, or broke nigga and a fire dick?
How about both?
No.
Can you have both?
Is that how long?
It goes back to the three guys at a sign.
We're taking the rich dude.
Rich dude or low dick, right?
Yeah, we could always cheat. Like the men cheat. Men cheat anyway.
Depending
so.
On what their fingers look like.
If you make your own money,
do
it doesn't matter.
What
got
can
that
he do
big
with
dick all
what
day?
What can he do with his fingers though?
Make your own money, honey.
I mean, he can buy dildos and stuff.
On a yacht.
That's where the girl comes in.
Sex with other guys.
Bad sex is more fun on a yacht than good sex in the
Well, motel. There's dildo, and then like, you can bring a girl in, their fingers, you know. Yeah. You can do something.
There's more to it than
convince them to bring a guy.
Dr. Blackson is a doctor, not psychiatrist. They need psychiatrists. We have psychiatric problem, Michael Blackson. Where did you find your friends?
Eat pussy or get ass fucked, ladies.
Eat pussy.
Eat pussy.
Definitely
eat pussy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Send nudes or receive dick pics.
Oh, sending nudes.
Send nudes? What?
Whether send news or receive.
No, I receive dick pics. I don't care because.
No,
but I don't want anyone to have my news.
I don't like dick pics either. No.
I don't like right? dick pics.
I don't get a. I don't get it.
Well, after the show, you guys are going to get a bunch of them. Mike's followers are
Great.
Famous for those. Right, Mike?
Only rich dicks.
That's all
please.
That comes yeah. up.
Only rich dicks.
Even
rich
if
dicks.
They're small. Send me pictures
only
of your fingers
one.
Too.
Long rich dick dicks.
Turtle head dicks
they
are
know.
Coming tonight.
New car or new titties?
New car.
I already got new titties.
Well, you can't get a car if your titty sucks.
Eat ass or have your ass ate?
That's a good question.
Have an ass ate.
Who would say eat ass? Oh, men would say that.
The question is really like, is it a woman I'm eating the ass up or is it a dude?
Because
I'm not
eating.
I'm not. Yeah. Like, you know what? I'm looking not an ass, man.
Mike Brandon likes
men
ass.
Men or woman.
do
you look ass?
Don't play with me.
Come on, you're asking an ass
answering
eater.
The question.
No.
Doctor,
answer the
question.
Hey, Mike, show the ass eating face.
That's a sour ass.
Yeah.
I feel like it looks like a booty itself. Yeah. Look at that.
That looks like a sour ass.
Mike, that's an NFT right there. That was one of a kind.
Oh, to eat ass, it takes, like, you have to really know this woman very well, comfortable with her.
Do you stick your tongue in?
I mean, I ain't ate ass in a while.
Yeah, I guess that's what you do.
You know.
Is that what you do?
No, I mean, I don't. But I would hope if you're going to go down there, you do it all.
All like, the way all?
Yeah.
That's.
Have you done it?
No, I haven't.
I've been surprised.
You like your ass eating.
Yeah.
That's the next question. You wouldn't admit it, but most.
Do you like your ass eaten?
No, I don't like it. Yeah. Yeah.
Touched?
Have you tried it?
No, when I was married, my ex-wife, like, snuck up on me.
Oh, Michael Blackson.
I thought she was licking the little thing between my balls and my ass.
And then what happened?
She went too low. I was like, oh, it's calm down.
There's
stop.
A name for it.
How about you? Chinese best friend.
Oh, no. The only thing come out of my ass is poops. Nothing else.
There.
I don't like fingers. Yeah.
Blacks and Angels, can y'all come and join us? Come on, ladies. Come and
yes.
join. They're looking so good. Look at their
beautiful
outfits.
Beautiful ladies. Come on, ladies.
Come and sit right here, over here. We asked. I forgot.
Mike, your other them. Friend is there. Did you text them to let her up?
Yeah, I did. Come on, Tanasi. Yes. Hold on, let me see. So, hey, Chinese best friend, take your mic. Give her your mic.
Yeah.
I wonder what they want to say about the whole long dick or thick dick. I want to know. I'm curious. Long dick or okay, y'all could share that one. Long dick or thick dick?
Also long, yeah, long as well.
Long dick, okay. Hey, all right, three way, lady, three way with two girls or three way with two guys? Which one you prefer?
Two girls,
two guys,
two girls,
two girls. I'm surprised by your response.
I know,
yeah, she won a train ran on her.
All right, so like a fetish of mine for a long time was to be getting fucked from behind and to be sucking someone else's dick. So just
you know,
two
I'm
guys.
Not gonna lie,
that
I thought about
my
that
thing.
Too.
This is my
so
week.
I did it.
This is my week.
That's your
you
week.
Did it?
Your weakness?
This is my week
this
to
is my
week.
Oh, your week coming
to
up.
To cheat. Yeah. But I'm not Chinese best friend. You're not sucking his dick while I'm fucking you. No, right? Fuck that. Not Chinese best friend. I have two dicks. I have a second spare dick. You can... One of my balls are very long. Hey, Mia.
Hi.
Don't act like you're not used to holding something like that next to your mouth. It's on.
Okay.
All right, question for you. Long dick or thick dick?
Thick dick.
That's the first.
Honestly, because
you don't want to fuck up your stomach, right? Fuck your pussy up. Is that why?
I don't want to fuck up my stomach or my insides.
Oh, okay.
She said pencil dick. These walls can't be ruined.
It depends how short. How short, though.
I mean, what if it's thin? I don't know.
No, I've had one before. It wasn't that great. I've had a short, thick dick.
Money or looks?
It was short, a short, thick
dick. What's up, Marasokas? This is your African king of comedy, Michael Blackson. I'm here to ask you a question. Are you subscribed to my podcast, the Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson? If not, you are missing out on the crazy interviews, the exclusive behind-the-scenes content of my life, and tons of VIP celebrity guests. So listen up, Mother Sucker. Stop what you are doing right now and go find the Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe is free, so go do it. Right now. And don't forget to catch a new episode every Tuesday.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
Money or looks?
Looks don't matter. Money.
Yeah. Fucking gold diggers.
But if you had a great personality, then I pick the personality. Yeah.
Money or romance? I give obviously money, motherfucker.
Romance.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's all good. You gonna have romance on Spirit Airlines, motherfucker?
Well, you can buy romance with money, so money.
Exactly.
That's what I said. That's what I said. That's what I said. That's what I said. And everybody said no.
You can't.
That's what I said. So
you have to teach them one way or another.
Exactly. Right. You gotta teach, train these men. Yeah.
New car or new ass?
New car, because I think I got an ass. I'm fine. Why you looked at me? That look was hilarious.
Rich dude, small dick, or broke nigga with a fire dick?
Wait, slow it down. Yeah? Wait, rich what?
Rich with a small Rich with small dick. Well, you want a thick dick, so you might as well go to Rich and then go to low dick, right? Same thing.
I guess. Yeah. You answered that question for me. Mm-hmm. Okay.
How about Selena next to you? Hey, Selena.
Hi.
Hey, what's your name?
Rosette.
Hey, Rosette. Where you from?
Canada.
Oh, Canada. Oh,
wait, where are the Canadians?
Who else is Canadian?
Toronto or Vancouver? Vancouver.
Oh, really? Yeah. Where you at? Vancouver, too. Oh, look. I just drive to Seattle, motherfucker.
Yeah, you can. Okay, hit me with questions.
Oh, hey, you ready? Okay, all right. Say less. Long dick or thick dick?
Thick dick.
You don't want to fuck up your pussy either?
I don't need a long ass dick poking my fucking stomach out. You know what happens with long dicks? When you're doing doggy style, all the girls do that cat thing, right? Because and then man keeps putting the hand on our back, pushing us down. And we're like, no, bitch, we don't like the long dick. It keeps hitting our uterus and it really hurts and shit. I mean, I don't know about you. I'm short, so it doesn't work for me.
How tall? The small dick has to be long enough to reach the G-spot.
I mean, what kind of dicks are you fucking that are that small?
Yeah, yeah, like, right. Yeah. I mean,
but that's the question.
I'm just asking. You suck thick dick.
Are you Chinese best friend? They like little dicks, man. You win it.
Like you, what kind of? Yeah. the smallest dick I've been with is like 5 inches. There's nothing wrong with that. That's like normal.
The smallest dick is 5 inches.
Yes,
she thinks 5 inches is small.
Are you Asian? Just wondering.
No, I'm from Ghana.
Did you measure the dick?
Always. I get. I'd be
you
like, how big?
With
my hand,
ruler?
Like I got this tattoo.
Oh my god!
Tattoo still like from my evil eye. I like. Oh, I you have. How big
so you just measure.
I kind of like. I'm when I'm down there. I'm like, oh, okay, all right, okay.
What if he's a grower, not a shower?
Well, when he's grown, then I measure it, right? Yeah. What am I doing? Measure a flaccid dick
like the first time? Like you just? How do you do?
You
that?
Just kind of like fiddle with it, and make it grow and shit.
He has an interesting question.
No, like, all right, go on.
So would it make it grow?
You know.
I'm dead. Flick it.
You flick it around. All right. Flick it a wrist.
Three way with two girls or three way with two guys?
What?
Like a three way sex with two girls or two guys?
Neither.
What do you mean? You don't like girls?
Well, I have to pick one?
Yeah.
Okay, say it again.
Either two girls or two guys. You're going to run
girls.
A train.
Okay. I don't want definitely. Two guys ramming my mouth and my ass and my pussy. Like, that's just weird. Well, she a freak. You a freak. I don't like anal sex at all. So it's like none of... Well, that's what's going to happen if you have two guys. That's what's going to happen if you have two guys. They're going
to
slip it in. That's
like
too
shit.
Much work, fam. I'm not
it
doing that.
At all, actually.
It's too much work.
I'd be girls. Girls, girls, girls. We do girls.
Oh, wait. You took two girls?
I'll take two girls.
Yeah,
for sure.
I'll take your wife.
Me too.
Is that time of the month?
I would probably do two guys, but I wouldn't want them to touch each other.
No, hell no.
Yeah, that's gay. No.
Imagine they staring at each other while they're fucking you.
They're just going to be fucking you.
Yeah, no.
You have a dick in your mouth and one in your coochie. Is that okay?
Exactly.
But they were staring each other's eyes while they're making love to you.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's, no.
Don't turn me off.
No.
How do you even know?
You got to go to Santa Monica Boulevard for them guys. You're not going to find them in my house.
Yeah.
Doctor, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Your fiance, do you give her a pass?
No, she can have all the girls she wants. She can't have no dick.
So
she can have all the coochie she wants. I told her.
Were you ever jealous of her with a girl?
But I get it.
Yeah, one girl tried to like be in a relationship with her.
Really?
Yeah.
What made you think that? Was that in your head? Or
No. She knew that. I mean, she felt it. That's why she kind of like was kind of like, you know, get rid of her.
Did she make her come more than you did?
No, she did make her come, but she comes well with my dick.
Okay.
Some girls don't. That's confident. Some girl out there. Some girls don't come with. Do y'all all come with dick?
No.
So some girls don't.
No.
I can come with fingers faster than dick.
Yeah. The tongue.
Yeah.
So you like the tongue? Yeah.
Not a lot of girls.
Yeah. My ex was more of a tongue. Like I had to eat her out for the cum, and then Ryder is more of a dick.
Rad is more on the dick.
She's more of like, probably. Yeah, yeah.
I feel like that's hard. I like the tongue better.
You prefer the tongue? You come with the tongue. You don't, you're not a dick comer.
Yeah, not a dick comer. No, okay. Tongue comer.
How about you? You dick comer or tongue comer?
I'm a dick comer and a tongue comer.
So you have, okay.
I like it both.
I'm saying which one?
I think that the like coming off of the dick is like more.
What's easier?
The tongue is so much more easy, but the dick is like, it's a different feeling. It's like more like your whole body. Yeah, like you feel it throughout your whole body, like shaking.
How about
type
you?
Shit.
Yeah. I like the dick better, but the tongue is easier.
It's easier for you. So you come faster with the tongue, with a girl eating you out, all your men eating you out.
Yeah, I think all girls.
Of course. I think all girls too.
But how about you? Carmen, how about you?
So it took me years and years
to come with a dick.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I have my girlfriends would talk about it. I'm like, how? Like, how is it possible? Yeah. So it took me a lot of years and I guess the right guy. Mm-hmm. And yeah, but tongue is definitely easier. Fingers, everything penetrates the clit, basically.
Gotcha. Right. How about you?
Same.
Tongue?
No, tongue and fingers, really. Tongue and fingers. Like, I could not have sex as long as, like, those two things happens, and I'm okay with that.
You know, like, it's hard for me to come with head. Like, the only way I come with head, I got to not have sex for, like, at least, like, 3 days, no jerk off, nothing. Really? If not, head is really hard. I'm more of a pussy person.
That's like a challenge.
Yeah. Okay, Rama.
Yeah, it's a challenge.
His weekend is coming up.
No. I mean, my weekend is coming up.
Just said it. Oh, okay.
That was my ex. That was my ex before he met me.
The more women, the less will catch feelings, so.
Mike, you got a full court basketball game today. You're the Steph Curry of this game.
You better dunk.
You better dunk. Oh, that's funny.
Sex on the first night. Is that a will you have sex on the first night?
No.
Why is that?
I won't, because I mean, I want to make sure, I got to see his goods, because I got to make sure it's good.
Well, you can find on the first night, nigga.
I mean, like, if it's, I don't know, I can't do sex on the first night. I want to see what he's all about. It's a connection thing for me. I will on like the third date, but I want to make him work for it a little bit, because it's so easy nowadays to get pussy. So,
like, see, I agree with that. Yeah. 100%. I 100% agree with you. Mm-hmm.
So you want to fuck a guy, even if you don't think you catch chemistry that same night, you can just meet somebody and just...
Honestly, like, let's be honest.
Fuck no.
Like, we all say, no, we don't want to have sex at the first time.
Meet that right guy.
Like, let's be honest.
It depends.
It happens.
Oh, yeah. If there's chemistry, you could.
Yeah, and we shouldn't feel bad about that shit at all.
No. It's not about feeling bad. It's just about you need to make him work, too. Yeah, like, we work for hours. You know, like, come on. Like, you got to work for it. You got to work for it. You're not going to get this pussy for free, like, just like that.
Hell no. Hold on. Time out. Nigga, we say shit about for free. You know, you're trying to charge for the pussy already. Fuck.
You know, damn.
Not even free like that. It's just like
easy.
My pussy's magic. Grown enough to say that we've tried both ways.
I'm
like,
horny.
We've had sex with somebody the first night where they don't take you as serious as if you make a dude wait for a couple times.
Yeah.
Kind of learn who they are, because nobody's going to show you who they really are on the first night.
Exactly.
So after a couple times you get to know them, you're like, oh shit, I'm so glad I dodged that bullet.
Yeah.
Hey, give him the pussy. You didn't deserve it. Amen. So let the other dude who does deserve it come through and show why he deserves it.
I've never had sex though on the first night. Never.
Never?
Never had a one night stand.
Never had a one night stand. Cause it's a connection.
They all came back.
It's too.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
If I did, they'd probably come back.
And if it's only one time, it's my choice.
I tried to have a one night stand back in the day. I was like, I went up to the guy, I'm like, let's fuck tonight. And he's like, wait, what? And it, like, he thought it was a game. And he's like, I'm not going to have sex with you tonight. I'm like, why not? I just said I want to have a one night stand with you because I want to get over somebody else. I was being like, can you be my rebound? And he was like, no, I want to take you to dinner and a movie and I'm not going to fuck you. And I was so mad.
Who was that?
I was like, man, what? I just told you you can have sex with me. I want to rebound. I'm like, you look like you're 6'2". You must have a big dick. I mean,
because he's tall.
But then I ended up dating him for like a year. So it wasn't my one night stand. So
are you still looking for a rebound?
A rebound.
Really good at rebounds.
Oh my god.
How about you?
Me?
One night stand?
I definitely try to do one night stands, but you know, I sometimes.
No, I get a connection quick. And it's like the desire of, no, you shouldn't. And then you just go in and then you start touching each other. And then you just kind of want to, and then you don't want to. Makes you want it anymore, like even more. And then I end up in a relationship with them. Like, that's how it happened to me twice.
Have any of you had like one of those fake dudes that just look rich on Instagram, rent all these cars, rent a house, and then you find out your motherfucker's really broke?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Horrible. They're everywhere in Ghana. Like, they're everywhere in LA, right?
Definitely LA, too.
I've seen them. I've never dealt with them.
So disappointed.
Like, they drive nice cars, but they live in a fucking... They don't even have a couch in their apartment. Yeah. But they drive nice cars and spend on fucking bottles, like $1,000 on a fucking bottle, and... They don't even have a proper apartment.
They're
nothing like
NBA
that.
NBA players and with no furniture in their home.
Virgo needs to be fed.
Okay, ladies, let me get to
a mattress on the floor.
Let me tell you right now, ladies.
Mattress. They got an air mattress on the floor. Oh, can you imagine? Hey, babe, let me pull through.
Every black man that's 6'10 does not play in the NBA, okay? That's how they're tricking your motherfuckers. That's how they He'd be at the club 6'10", like, oh, he must play in the game. And next you know, you get his fucking Camry. Like, oh. So, yeah. So, you've had those experiences.
Still gets a lot of pussy. Mm-hmm.
It's official, motherfucker. My Patreon page is now live. My weekly Titty Tuesday and Twerking Thursdays are moving exclusively to Patreon, where they could no longer be censored by the social media companies. I will also be sharing daily updates plus show announcements here first. See you on Patreon, you mother suckers.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live within the moment fantasy football reactions to all the first round selections and all the craziest surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello there, I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news, with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts, as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
How do you feel when if a man comes too quick? Is that a good? Is it a good thing?
Turn
or a bad
off.
Thing?
Turn off.
If the I just posted this yesterday. Like
you
like,
can't
if,
do that.
I said, is big daddy energy, big husband energy, or big something energy when the man makes the woman come first? Like
that's yes. No. 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 But it's a compliment.
I
I know. I get flattered.
I get flattered.
It could be selfish.
Only if it's the one time.
No.
Your pussy's so good at me.
I think it's selfish. I think it's selfish. There's no excuse.
It's not every time, but
it depends.
It depends. You know what? He just comes like within the first 2 minutes, and you're just sitting here like, I'm still horny.
You know what a man once said?
When it takes a long time, I get offended.
Was he gonna do round two?
Maybe he'll take round two.
But when he was drinking or something,
you better stop. For a second, thinking of your grandma, and then go back in.
If he uses his fingers afterwards, and it's okay. No. They're still toys.
No, I don't come. I don't come till she comes.
That's how it should be.
Always. I don't come to she comes.
Hey,
when she doesn't come, when she don't come, I feel bad. I don't even want to come.
See?
I mean, I'm not capping. I'm dead serious.
So you never came before her?
That's a real man.
Nah, I won't come before her. I know how to.
You never have came before her.
The thing with sex with me, I think a woman has, if you want to come, you have to fuck me to come. I think it's easier.
So you never came before.
So I would come. She would fuck me when she's ready to come, and then when she's done, then I'll turn her over and I'll fuck her.
Good job.
That's really how it should be. Commendable.
Maybe I need to get me an African man.
How is that a compliment?
Get you an African.
I don't think it's a compliment. I don't think it's a compliment. Because you got to please your woman. Unless he's going to give you round two, then it's a different story. Most guys can't even do round two. They're like floppy as fuck. You just get them shriveled up like thing at the end. That's sad.
Maybe you can just...
The biggest insult is when they go to sleep. They're like, babe, I'm tired. You're tired.
I think, was it Chris Rock who said, just because you make me come doesn't mean you made me come. To that effect. Basically, a man says, just because, you know, like, I'm fucking you and I'm coming doesn't mean that you make me come. So I think with some men, I don't think it's a compliment necessarily when they come quick.
I feel like
it's an insult, to be honest. Yeah. Like, what? No. The fuck?
Their sex game is weak. I think it's just weak.
I can't say it's
just
weak.
No, sometimes it's so good. But that can happen once in a while. Not all the time.
Yeah,
right.
All the time. So it could be a
compliment. He's like, sorry, baby, it's just too tight. And then he's like, but I'll be ready in 5 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying.
It's all about how they handle it.
But you can pull out. And you can get your shit
awkward. And they're like, oh, shit, giving them a hard time and make it so awkward, then that's weird. But when they just like, you know what, baby, I just came, and they like keep finger fuck you, and then bring out the toy, and then just keep going, and then they get hard and get back into it, then that's okay, I think. So if it keeps going, it's fine. But if they sit there and give them a hard time,
there are so many pills that men could take now, so there's no excuse. Yeah,
true.
You know,
that blue pill every day. Every day.
Or they could just eating pussy should get a man's dick hard too, right?
A what?
Eating your pussy should make a man's dick hard also.
Yes, that should. It does. Yes. Well, not all men like to eat pussy though.
Yeah.
My ex hated that shit.
Yeah.
Wow. He hated. I never. He never ate me out ever. I would always like please him. I was a pleaser in the relationship. And then he would never. He just
like having steak without sides. Like, you gotta have.
I mean, you'd rather have a good dig down or a good eat down.
Yeah, it was a good one.
Yeah.
It was an hour long. It balances out.
But you like the hour long what dick?
I like it. Yeah, I
the
like
thing
the
with
long.
Eating
and
pussy
his dick was great.
For men is like my ex, I eat all the time because how she came. But this one is she's more of a dick person, so I gotta fuck her, and I barely eat her.
You barely eat her.
Yeah, because I'm like, you can't have both, motherfuckers.
Do you do it every single day? Like, do you mind? Like,
do I do what?
Do you have sex every day? Is that like a normal?
Yeah, thing? She won't. I don't like fucking every day. She like to fuck every
it's
day.
It's like a workout. He's like, damn, babe,
If new pussy come in the room, then we could wake up.
It's like a thrill. It's
New pussy always wakes a dick up, motherfucker.
I used to. When I was in a relationship, I would fuck every single day. Yeah. Every day.
Are you single now?
Now I'm single, yeah.
You too?
Yeah,
I guess we're all single.
Wow.
Single ladies.
Whatever you do, please don't break Michael
Blackson. We're all looking at him like.
I'm a fucking.
So you like to eat pussy?
I'm a fucking. What you call me?
Eggplant.
Eggplant. Look, I'm a fucking.
Oh my god! She said eggplant.
He does look like one big eggplant.
I got kiwi, orange,
from
and
top
eggplant.
To bottom. That's so funny.
Eggplant with a magnum on, guys.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
It's okay. No,
we don't. There's not enough feelings to come around.
This shit was too much fun. We gotta do this more often.
Yeah, yeah.
Who
we
are
the single girls?
Y'all live in LA? You live in LA?
Yeah, I live on the street.
Now we have to do this more often. We gotta get more girls on the show.
We'll just bring them every time.
We have stories.
All right, well, shit. I'm hungry, motherfuckers. I know y'all hungry too. Give me
Thai
IG.
Food's here.
Everybody, all right, let's pass the mic. Everybody your Instagram, so let my followers know where to follow you at.
Okay, I'm Rosette Love. I know it's a weird name. Rosette, Rosettelluve. That is me.
That's your IG?
That's my IG.
That's your Facebook, your Instagram, your Twitter, your Christian Mingle.
Christian Mingle. Christian Mingle. Uh-huh. Mine is Mia Francis, M-I-A underscore F-R-A-N-C-I-S-S-S with three S's at the end because they ran out, you know. Somebody took all the damn S's. I'm coming for you, Mia Francis.
Paula Contento, P-A-U-L-A-C-O-N-T-E-N-T-O.
Kiki Diablo, K-E-K-E dot Diablo.
At Michael Blackson.
Nicole Samsung, just like the phone Samsung, just with an O. Nicole Samsung, S-O-M-S-U-N-G.
That's your IG?
Carmen X Caramel. So it's C-A-R-M-E-N. X Caramel, like my skin color.
I'm yes. It's Daphne, YESITSDAPHNE. I just got it back, so I have like 200 followers.
So please follow her, please.
And I am at Rama June, RamaJoon. That's it.
Well, it was a very fun day. Thanks, ladies. I hope we answer each other's questions, you fucking freaks. I'm out of here.
The Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, is a Calvary Audio production brought to you by iHeartRadio and the Black Effect Podcast Network. Produced by Brendan Morgan of Calvary Audio and A. King for the Black Effect. Associate producer is Jeff Apple. Executive produced by Michael Blackson, Keegan Rosenberger, and Dana Brunetti.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.